This is AT Ice on Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. If you've ever caught a whiff of something strange in the cabin and thought, hey, probably nothing, today's lead story is a reminder that sometimes it's not nothing. Frontier Airlines is investigating an incident out of Orlando International where a mysterious odor inside the cabin of one of their aircraft left multiple passengers feeling sick. Three of those passengers ended up in the hospital. Three people went to a gate expecting a routine flight and ended up in an emergency room. That's not a minor inconvenience. That's a serious event. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what we know so far. The flight was operating out of Orlando, and at some point, passengers began noticing an unusual smell in the cabin. Now, if you've flown commercial, you know the cabin environment can produce all kinds of odors. Bleed air from the engines passes through the environmental control system, gets compressed, cooled, and pumped into the cabin. That system is designed with filters and safeguards, but it's also a direct pathway from the engine compartment to your lungs. The technical term you'll hear discussed in incidents like this is a fume event. That's when contaminants, usually from engine oil or hydraulic fluid, make their way into the bleed air supply. The oils used in jet engines contain organophosphate compounds, specifically tricresyl phosphate or TCP. These are neurotoxic substances. In small concentrations over brief exposures, most people won't notice a thing. But in higher concentrations or with prolonged exposure, the symptoms can range from headaches and nausea to dizziness, respiratory distress, and in severe cases, longer-term neurological effects. Now, I want to be clear. We do not yet know whether this Orlando incident involved a bleed air contamination event. Frontier has said they are investigating, and the actual source of the odor has not been publicly identified. It could be bleed air, it could be a spill in the galley, it could be something in the cargo hold. We don't know yet, and I'm not going to speculate beyond the facts. But here's what you need to know. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, and the airline industry have been wrestling with the cabin air quality question for decades. The bleed air system design goes back to the early days of jet aviation. Most commercial aircraft, your Boeing 737s, your Airbus A320s, they all use engine bleed air for cabin pressurization and ventilation. The notable exception is the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, which uses electric compressors to draw outside air directly, bypassing the engines entirely. Boeing made that design choice specifically to eliminate the bleed air contamination risk. The fact that three passengers required hospitalization elevates this beyond a comfort complaint. This becomes a reportable safety event. The FAA will likely review maintenance records for that specific aircraft. Look at the environmental control system. Check for any history of oil leaks or seal degradation on the engines. Frontier will conduct their own internal investigation. And the National Transportation Safety Board may take an interest depending on the severity of the passengers' conditions. For those of us in general aviation, you might be thinking this doesn't apply to you, and mechanically, you're mostly right. Your Cessna 172 or Piper Cherokee doesn't have a bleed air system pumping engine byproducts into the cabin, but the broader principle absolutely applies. Carbon monoxide contamination in GA cockpits is a real and persistent hazard. Exhaust system cracks, failed muffler shrouds, deteriorated firewall seals, these are the pathways that put CO into your breathing air. And unlike a fume event on an airliner where 150 people notice the smell at once, in a small airplane, it might just be you, getting progressively drowsy, thinking you're just tired from a long day. If you don't have a carbon monoxide detector in your panel or on your kneeboard, this is your nudge. The portable electronic units cost less than a decent headset. Some of the newer ones clip right onto your headset and will alarm well before you notice symptoms. It's cheap insurance against an insidious threat. Back to the Frontier situation. What passengers on that flight should be doing right now is documenting everything. If you were on that aircraft, write down your symptoms, when they started, when they resolved, and get a medical evaluation even if you feel fine now. Some effects of chemical exposure don't manifest immediately, and if Frontier or their representatives contact you, it's worth having that documentation already in hand. For the industry, incidents like this put renewed pressure on the cabin air quality conversation. There have been calls for years to install air quality sensors in commercial aircraft cabins, devices that would detect contamination events in real time rather than relying on passengers to report feeling sick after the fact. The technology exists, The question, as always, is regulatory will and cost. The Association of Flight Attendants has been particularly vocal on this issue, and understandably so. Flight crews are exposed to these environments day after day, flight after flight. A passenger on a single affected flight gets a bad experience. A crew member working that route repeatedly faces cumulative exposure risk. I'll be watching for the results of Frontier's investigation and the FAA's response. If this turns out to be a confirmed fume event, expect it to add fuel to the ongoing push for better cabin air monitoring standards. If it turns out to be something else entirely, it's still a useful reminder that the air we breathe at altitude, whether in an Airbus or an Archer, deserves our attention sources today. Include Simple Flying's original reporting on the Frontier incident. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe, and pay attention to what you're breathing up there.